Hey, this is Frank Todaro,
otherwise known as Starscream.
And you're listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Cliff Jumper, commence countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Got a million toys at Toys R Us that I can play with. I don't wanna grow up.
I'm a Toys R Us kid.
They got the best for so much less.
You'll really flip your lid.
From bikes to trains to video games.
It's the biggest toy store there is. Gee whiz.
I don't wanna grow up, cause baby if I did,
I couldn't be a Toys R Us kid.
Once a Toys R Us kid,
always a Toys R Us kid.
You are now listening to GeekCast Radio and ToyCast as we conclude the Top 100 Toys Countdown. Today we will be wrapping up the countdown in a cheesy late-ass Christmas bow. I am one of your hosts, TFGO and Mike. Joining me, as always, is the rubber ducky loving Steve Megatron.
Yo.
Yo. And from the planet of KT Toys, we have none other than Mr. Optimus Solo.
Oh.
Hey, yo or ho?
I said ho. Steve said, yo, this has been a running joke. I don't know if you've been with us for the top 100 count.
We need a bottle of rum at this point.
So we're in the true spirit of like the post Christmas where you get to like go return your presents and things like that. So this is like people can like complain and gripe about the toys we gave them. And then we can like give them returns and talk about some other toys.
Woo woo.
So take it away. It's all you, buddy.
All right. So what we're going to do today is we're going to look at like the toys that just missed the countdown. We're going to break down some of the categories and go over which toys from those categories made it and then kind of see what Mike's and Steve's reaction are, because we had this awesome visual toy guide that Steve put out there that kind of gave everybody a chance to peruse things visually and see what they wanted. So we're going to kind of take a look back at that and see if there's any surprises that didn't make the countdown from there. We're going to talk about anybody's number one that didn't make the countdown and where that landed. I'm going to take some questions from Steve and Mike on they each have their own top 100 that they submitted, so they may have some questions on where certain things fell. And the way I'm going to reveal the ones that just missed the countdown, I think since we did these in chunks of 25, that I'm going to reveal the 25 toys that came the closest to making it, and we'll do it in two groups. So we'll do like the 15 of them, and then we'll do like the 10 that were like 101 through 110. So just to kind of, and we'll do those just in a big group. It won't be like this long reveal. We'll just name them all, and then I'll get Steve and Mike's reaction. So let's start there. I think that's the easiest place to start. So this is what would have been 125 to 111. So like the 15 lowest in this group of 25, if that makes sense. So those 15 would be the following toys. Forts, just generic like forts that people play with, Air Hockey, Trivia Pursuit, She-Ra, Princess of Power, the action figure line, the Erector set, the Centurions action figure line, Funko Pops, Polly Pockets, Inhumanoids toy line, Visionaries toy line, Tiger Electronics toys, the game Solitaire, Fisher-Price Little People, Brave Star, and just a generic category of baby dolls. So, Mike, that included your number one pick. So, what did you think of those 15 toys that just kind of missed?
I knew Funko was never going to be so high on the actual list. I wish it would have at least made it. Like, because you can't escape Funko right now. You haven't been able to for the last 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, almost 20 years. But it's really had this resurgence, not resurgence, but it's popularity of it is just crazy. And the simple thing for me is why I like it over every other action figure out there right now is I can have a character that I love and I don't have to do anything with it. I can just look at it and enjoy it and be done with it. That's it. I don't need it to transform. I don't need it to have an action feature. I just like enjoying the things. That's all. So that was the thing for me. And so, yeah, but, you know, it is what it is.
There's three of those that were inductees into the Hall of Fame. That would be Baby Dolls in 2008, Fisher-Price Little People in 2016, and the Erector set in 1998. Steve, any surprises there or any of those that you wish would have made the countdown?
Not that I think of. I mean, those while at one point most of them were prominent, they didn't really stand the test of time as some of these other ones have.
Right.
And yes, I realize Funko didn't show up on the top 100. That's one of those ones that, like, and this is not vindictive against Mike just because he likes Funkos. I get the appeal of them to an extent. Like, they're at least a million times better than the Mighty Mugs. I would much rather have a Funko than a Mighty Mug, because the soulless dead eyes of those rounded figures just made me want to, like, chuck them out a window and hit them with a baseball.
You do realize that Funkos have those too, right?
Like, yes, I know, but they have other options available.
True.
There's also the fact that some people just want them, and two, like, if you leave them in the box, they're stackable. But other than that, like, if you're a character purist and you want them to look authentic and like they were in the show or whatever medium that they were from, yes, Funkos have some degree of it, but I didn't want a chibi figure. And so having the legitimate figure at the proper size and scale and color palette is more important to me personally. And I think it is to a decent amount of people. Not saying that people don't like Funko, because I see them everywhere at all of these different comic shops or toy resale shops, but I never seem to see them moving.
Oh, they move. Trust me. Maybe
where you've been, but I've never seen them move. Like, they're always like in surplus wherever I'm at.
Now, 5 people voted for Funko. I'm not opposed to Funko. Like, we have some Funko Pops in our house, but I guess what we use them for is, like, we have them on, like, my physical media shelves, like, next to, like, so, like, I have a Star Trek Funko Pop next to, like, all my Star Trek movies, and I have a Star Wars one next to all my Star Wars movies, and
Amanda. So they're bookends.
Yeah, Amanda has a Supernatural one next to the complete series of Supernatural. Like, it's just kind of, like, fun little things like that. I have one on my desk of Rowdy Roddy Piper, just because. So, I get it, but I think the ones that I voted for that didn't make this list in this group, like, I voted for Forts, I voted for the Tiger Electronics, and I voted for Fisher-Price Little People, just because who didn't play with Fisher-Price Little People at one point in their life, it seems to me. Like, my daughter plays with my old ones, so it's kind of fun, but, like, nothing that, like, just jumped out of the page at me that I couldn't live without being in the top 100, so.
It's not surprising that the Erector set went limp.
Oh, since we had a tie at 101, that was basically 126 through 112. So we'll come back in a little bit. We'll tease it. We'll come back with 111 through 102 a little bit later. So you got to stay tuned for what the 10 that just missed. So let's take a quick look throughout some of the categories and see what your guys' reaction is to what things made it and what things didn't make it within that category. So we basically had a visual guide that went category by category. The first category was action figures. Obviously, we had a lot of them. So we had 22 action figures, or the, what we considered an action figure that made the countdown. So that would be wrestling figures, starting lineup, Dino Riders, Star Trek Battle Beasts, Stretch Armstrong, Silverhawks, GoBots, the Marvel characters, Voltron, Thundercats, Power Rangers, Ghostbusters, the DC characters, Little Green Army Men, Mask, Star Wars, He-Man, Turtles, G.I. Joe, and Transformers. So do you think we got the right ones in there? If there was one that you would take out, what is it? Is there one that we missed that should have been in there, Mike?
I'm looking at this and I'm thinking. I don't know. What is that? I mean, I know Stretch Armstrong is classic, but it's just one toy. It's not, I don't know. When I think action figures, I think of that figures part, the plural part, and
the line.
Yeah. I don't think of Stretch Armstrong didn't have his own universe. Thank God.
I will say that the Dick Tracy line had a pretty cool line. They had
absolutely they did
a good playset and things of that nature. But I understand that it wasn't as wide of appeal. I had some of the American Gladiators. I thought those were kind of cool, but I did not expect those to make the countdown either. What do you think, Steve?
I mean, I didn't expect some of these to make it, but overall, I'm not quite surprised.
Right.
It's interesting to see the varied selection. for sure.
I was very surprised that we saw stuff like Battle Beast, Dino Riders.
I think Battle Beast was kind of surprising to see on there.
Right. It just because of all of the different options. But we definitely had action figures well represented with 22, so it's not like we had a lot of room for any more action
figures. I mean, 22 out of 100, that's pretty good. Yeah.
So there was another category that we can kind of combine on the visual guide called balls and bases. So it was like any ball-type toy, and then like with bases, we meant like dirt, sand, cardboard box, bubble wrap, snow, sticks, blankets, like things like that. Because when we did our look at the Hall of Fame, and I think we looked at another article or something, like there was a lot of that stuff listed. So out of the balls, the only ones that we got were the Nerf balls and the sports ball. So no Super Ball, Mad Ball, Magic Ball, Koosh Ball, none of that made it. And zero of the base things made it. So there was no sticks, no snow, no sand, no dirt, no cardboard box, no bubble wrap. None of that stuff made it. Does that surprise you, Steve?
No, because we're dealing with people who actually collect toys.
I forget which episode it was, and I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I forget which episode it was, but there was an episode where it's either part three or part four, where Steve, right as I hit record, he's like, I hope it doesn't show up on this section.
I would have laughed, don't get me wrong, but
yeah.
I mean, the, you know, like dirt, cardboard box, sticks. I mean, everybody plays with those. Like, that's kind of like the unanimous thing that people use when there's no access to anything else. Like my kids, they play with cardboard boxes. I mean, the Amazon stuff alone is their playground. So, I mean, that's good. I mean, and I use them sometimes as like backdrops or, you know, starting pieces for craft type stuff. And then I'm kind of surprised Koosh balls and any of the like soccer, basketball, baseball, football, like none of that showed up.
Yeah, we kind of combined that all for just sports balls in general. So that's kind of like why that those individual ones didn't show up, just so that they didn't dominate any type of part of the countdown. But yeah,
I was surprised and almost disappointed that Magic 8-Ball didn't show up. The 80s was nothing but Magic 8-Balls.
But yeah. The thing about those is they had like a shelf life of like all of 10 minutes, and then you didn't care.
I think out of the balls, the one that I was most surprised about was like the bouncy ball, like the Super Ball. Like it seems like that's something that every kid plays with at one point. The base toys, I'm not as surprised. I did vote personally for sticks and snow, just because I felt like from a universal standpoint, like not everybody, I guess, plays that much in the dirt. But like if you're in the snowy, I get snowy areas are only in certain parts of the country or whatnot, but like people building a snow fort, snowballs, like they have a lot of different ways you could use it, building a snowman. So that's why I went with that. And like sticks, you can just substitute in for like so many different things, lightsabers or wands or whatever. So I did vote for those two. And I definitely considered cardboard box because like my daughter's had like a cardboard box made into a boat. She's had one made into a race car. Like she's had her fair share of toys when it comes to like just changing cardboard boxes around. So I would have understood that one, but I'm not as surprised with the rest of them. Any other thoughts on those toys before we move on?
Mm-mm-mm.
All right. Obviously board games was the second highest. So we had a lot of board games. We had Monopoly, Checkers, Battleship, Chess, Connect Four, Scrabble, Clue, Candyland, Mousetrap, Life, Operation Twister, Hungry Hippo, Sorry, Risk, Tic-Tac-Toe, and Trouble. So I don't think there was much room for any other board games. I don't know if you guys have one that you're thinking or not.
Did Clue make it or did Clue not make it? I don't remember.
Clue made it.
Yep. Clue made it. Okay. I'm looking at this and I'm trying to see, did Guess Who make it? And the only reason why I'm asking is because I want to replace it with something.
Guess Who did not make it.
So me personally, come at me in social media, folks, if you want to. Like I said in the episode where we revealed whatever number Life was at, the Game of Life, I would replace the Game of Life with Guess Who because I had way more fun and way more I'm playing Guess Who than I did the dumbass Game of Life.
I like Guess Who. I'm a fan of that one.
So that's the only thing I would change. I never had
people play it with me, I don't think. Like, it wasn't
a fan. Oh, man, it was so... And if that had made it, I would have gotten every single commercial that they had ever... That was one of the coolest things about that game was the commercials, because the commercials, the people came to life off the cars like... Guess Who? Like, oh god, love it.
It's Guess Who?
The Mystery Face Game.
Is your person bald?
Yes.
A very good question.
Did you wear glasses?
Yep.
Uh-oh.
That means it's not you.
Hold on.
Or you.
Toodaloo.
I guess you're Tom.
Fun is trying to guess when you play Guess Who.
The only one I voted for that didn't make it was the Game of Memory. Just because I felt like from a like an earlier younger child standpoint, like that's like one of the first games. But that's the only other one. Steve, any thoughts on board games?
I mean, most of my favorite board games are more modern than half the stuff that's on this list. I mean, I like chess just from the mental standpoint, and I like Scattergories just because I like throwing monkey wrenches with whoever I play with, turning it into some either really bad joke or somehow roping it into pop culture, no matter what the category. But yeah, I mean, I'm not surprised with a lot of the stuff that showed up because a lot of it was kind of universally known.
Yeah.
But yeah, I have no opinion either here or there on it.
For the other category, the next one on our list was books. We had comic books, coloring books, and Dr. Seuss books all make it. So no Where's Waldo, no Magic Eye, no I Spy, no pop-up books, no Connect the Dots books or anything like that. Books is a hard one. I get it. And a lot of people don't consider them as much toys. And that's why, like, when I was doing it, I was thinking more of, like, not a book you read, but a book you, like, play with. And to me, that's more like the Where's Waldo book.
I used to like those choose your own adventure books.
That was in there too.
My favorite ones were the Transformers ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I never did the Transformers ones, but whatever ones I did, like, I swear it took me like 13 tries to like not die or
yep. The Transformers ones are good. I had three of them as a kid, so
that's awesome. I think this one surprised me the most, maybe out of almost any category we went to, and that was the building category. I expected multiple entries within this category. The only two we got were Legos and Lincoln Logs. So that means like no just like regular blocks that kids play with, like just like the ABC blocks, no Tinker Toys, no I know Playmobil can, it came out later, no Duplo, Mega Blocks, Kinects.
That's because of the fact of our audience and the people that we had filling out the lists.
Yeah.
We're all 80s and 90s kids. Lincoln Logs, Lego, those were the two biggest ones. And ABC blocks, like, you can learn to spell your name or spell things. That's pretty much all you can do with those. Like, yeah, you could take a whole bunch of them and make a building blocks fort out of it, but really, there's not much to do with those things.
Steve, any other building toys that you're surprised didn't make it?
I'm kind of surprised like Kinects or Tinker Toys didn't, because Tinker Toys is kind of, yeah. I mean, it's that and Kinects are kind of engineering based, and Lego, I'm not surprised Lego, like that's, if one, you know, had to win, Lego was definitely the one I was expecting just because it's so versatile and especially with all the franchising stuff. But in Lincoln Logs, that's been around since, you know, the 60s or older than that, even.
It's older than that.
Tinker Toys has been around about the same amount of time. You know, the Kinects, my kids had some recently that I don't know if they still have them. Toy Tornado in there. But I used to enjoy, like, the Tinker Toys and the Kinects just because you could build other things with it that were more engineering based and less blocky.
Right. The next category we had was a combination of cards and clothes. So we had baseball cards, Pokemon cards, Dungeons and Dragons, Magic the Gathering, and then just dress up kits for the clothes part. I don't think there's too much to go over here. Obviously there was a little fad with the slap bracelets back in like the 90s, but I didn't expect them to make it. And outside of like maybe if somebody would have wanted to put like Go Fish or something like that, I guess, but like I feel like we didn't need any more cards or clothes. What about you, Mike?
Yeah, same.
All right. Let's move on then, and we'll get Steve's opinion here on the craft section. So for crafts, we got Play-Doh, Light Bright, and these are like crafty type things or things you're building, that type of thing. So Play-Doh, Light Bright, Silly Putty, Etch-a-Sketch, and just your generic crayons. Steve, anything on our guide that you're surprised didn't make it?
Not really. I mean, the rest of it's kind of a derivative of the ones that did make it.
Yeah, like Magna Doodle, maybe if Etch-a-Sketch didn't make it, you would have something like that.
that.
I was always a fan as a child of the Shrinky Dinks, so I definitely voted for Shrinky Dinks, but that's more of a nostalgia vote for me. I guess Spirograph. I might have voted for Spirograph just because it was a little bit unique. I guess it's kind of like Magna Doodle and Etch-a-Sketch, but it's a little different. You can make some cool stuff out of that. Paint by Number. I know if we had more female participation, maybe like the dress-up kits or the paper dolls, those things maybe would have got some votes. So, all right, moving on to dolls. A little bit different than action figures, unless you get in an argument with somebody that thinks they're the same thing. Dolls, we considered these ones that we voted for, which would be the Barbie was the highest. Then we had the Mr. Potato Head doll, the Cabbage Patch doll, and My Little Pony dolls. Even though they're sometimes, you know, they're basically horses. But anyway, so there was a lot here that we probably would have got more of, again, with a larger female audience. But there's some classic, like, old school dolls, like the ones that do certain things, like the Chatty Cathy or the Baby Alive or the, I don't know all the names of them, but ones that do certain stuff, things like that. Farm Animals, we included in there. That didn't make it. Obviously, we talked about the Fisher-Price Little People didn't make it. I guess the one that I'm most surprised at in this group would probably be like the American Dolls, girl dolls, just because they were pretty popular for a long time. Other than that, I'm not too surprised. What do you think, Steve?
I'm not too surprised on just this category in general.
Maybe some more love for like Betty Spaghetti and Polly Pocket if we had more of a female audience. Mike, what do you think?
Betty Spaghetti, Polly Pocket, Trolls. Trolls were everywhere.
Yeah, everybody had them. I had one.
My question is, and maybe Steve just put an image in the wrong, why are there dinosaurs in between Teletubbies and the Trolls?
There's toy dinosaurs. We had toy dinosaurs, farm animals. Okay. Toy dinosaurs did, I believe, make the countdown, if I remember right.
I think it did.
The farm animals did not. So
that's okay.
Raggedy Ann and Andy didn't make it. Sorry, guys. I remember. What was it? The My Buddy dolls. Those were
popular. Yep, my buddy and kid sister. Yep. My buddy. Wherever I go, he goes.
And kid sister, each sold separately from Play School.
So interesting ones that didn't make it. Teletubbies didn't make it. Thank God. Moving on, we had an education category, which we included the Rubik's Cube, ViewMaster, and puzzles like jigsaw puzzles. I think the only ones that maybe in that section would have been like the See and Say / Speak and Spell.
Yeah,
seen making like to me chemistry sets like were not really a thing by the time I was a kid. I think that was like the older generations that had more of the chemistry sets, but maybe I'm wrong.
They still sell them, but right. For kids at like Five Below and things like that, but they're usually crap. And the fact that kids don't really pay attention to it that much longer.
Right. So
they were better 40 years ago.
The chemistry set, the microscope kit, the telescope kit, and like those types of things. None of those made it. The Leapfrog, maybe like in, if it was a younger audience, maybe they put that in. So it was a little interesting from that category, I think. Mike, any other thoughts on that one?
No, just looking this over, I'm thinking we got whatever, you know, I know ViewMaster, I know Rubik's Cube made it. So if those were the only two, then.
How about the interesting electronics category? So our highest ranking electronic toy was Nintendo, then Game Boy, then PlayStation, arcade, Sega, Atari, pinball, Xbox, and walkie-talkies. So that means the likes of the Gigapet or Simon or the Tamagotchi, none of those made it. The Talkboy didn't make it. I remember the WizKid thing way back when I was a youngster, and none of the classic, like, Intellivision and some of those types of things obviously didn't make it. But, Steve, any surprises when it came to electronics?
So did the desktop computer make it?
No desktop computer, no smartphone.
Boo.
No Pong, no Intellivision. Atari was the only like old school thing that made it.
I mean, I think most of the categories were represented outside of those new ones, you know.
I could have seen Simon. I could have seen that being in there.
Yeah, me too. I was going to say that.
If there was it wasn't my like time that I was in it, but I could have seen like if there was the right crowd, maybe something like a Gigapet or a Tamagotchi making it, but it wasn't something I was into.
Again, those not those fad toys, those toys that just took over in the 80s and 90s. And for me as an audiophile, oh, the Talk Boy, I always wanted one of those damn things.
Reservations, call toll free 1-800-759-3000.
I'll do just that. Howdy do, this is Peter McAllister, the father. I'd like a hotel room, please, with an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key. Credit card? You got it.
Plaza Hotel Reservations, may I help you?
Howdy do, this is Peter McAllister. The father.
Yes, sir.
I'd like a hotel room, please.
Yes.
With an extra large bed, a TV, and one of those little refrigerators you have to open with a key.
Yes, sir. You'll need a major credit card upon check-in.
Credit card? You got it.
Thank you. Enjoy your stay.
For food, we had the Easy Bake Oven, so that was the only one. No Pez dispensers, no play food, no pots and pans, no tea sets. Nothing like that. Just the Easy Bake Oven. That's the most iconic one. Again, with a larger female audience, I bet we would have got like at least the tea set in there.
Yeah.
See, when it came to just like other games, like this would be games that like aren't considered board games, but we had to have another category for them. So we had Uno, we had like the Rock'em Sock'em Robots, which you can play a game with each other, the Jenga and Pogs. So no Crossfire, and then maybe my biggest surprise here, no Jacks and no Marbles. I would have thought that those were universal enough that they might have made it in. And no dominoes. So dominoes, jacks, and marbles all out. Steve, what do you think?
Which ones showed up out of this list?
The only ones we had were Jenga, Uno, Pogs, and the Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Ew.
I think I would have.
I think Yahtzee should have shown up.
Yep, Yahtzee. I would have put dominoes and marbles in there, maybe.
Yeah.
So just my opinion. Mike, anything?
I mean, I kind of agree, but I like what we ended up with.
That's true. We had a massive category called miscellaneous toys. We probably had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. We almost had 32 toy options for this category, and only three of them made it. So Slinky, Yo-Yo, and Happy Meal toys. That's it. So no like paper airplanes or like the balsa airplanes, the little monkeys that connect to each other. This is where
a barrel of monkeys, yep.
The cooties, the vacuum thing or the corn popper, whatever you want to call it, hand puppets. GAC cereal box toys did not make it. Marble runs, the
Happy Meal toys.
Happy Meal toys made it. No rubber ducky, okay. No rocking horse, no slime, no stacking cups, stacking rings, no tops, no any of that stuff. So what do you guys think? Did we miss some here, or did what do you think, Mike?
Slinky made it, right?
Slinky and Yo-Yo and Happy Meal toys are only three.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I think for the audience that we have and for the people that we had filling this out, I think most of these other ones are like when we were 3, 4, and 5 before we really got into action figures kind of thing. So I'm not surprised that they didn't make it.
Back in the Box, another one that didn't make it. I for sure voted for paper airplanes just because like it's a toy you could create when you had no toys, and like who didn't throw paper airplanes or some form of an airplane. So Steve, any of these that you would make a case for?
Barrel of monkeys.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
No slime or gack. That was
interesting. No, that it's messy.
Play-Doh and Silly Putty made it instead.
Yeah, I more was the Play-Doh and Silly Putty.
I did like the things that you threw, the wall guys, the things that you threw against the wall and they walked down the wall. Those were kind of fun, but I only played with them like for a minute because then they got too much lint or fuzz on them and then they didn't do their trick anymore. Once they hit the carpet, you're done. We can kind of skip over the music category. We didn't have anything make it. So no xylophone, no recorder, no kazoo, no harmonica, no musical things made it. So we'll move on. Outdoor toys. We had the Super Soaker, the Nerf gun, the slip and slide, the kite, the hula hoop, and the Frisbee. Those all made it. I think my biggest surprise on this one would be bubbles, because there's so many different forms of bubbles. There's like the bubble guns, and then there's like just the traditional bubbles, and like what kid doesn't blow bubbles outside and have that type of thing. So that seems like it's pretty universal, kind of along the same lines of like a frisbee hula hoop kite type thing. So I am surprised that Bubbles didn't make it, and maybe just slightly surprised that Jump Rope didn't make it. What do you think, Mike?
That is surprising.
Or water balloons? No water balloons.
That's, yeah. That's kind of, that sucks, because that's like a staple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, no sleds, no swings, no sidewalk chalk. This is where forts would have been. So not a lot of outdoor toys made it in comparison, maybe. Steve, anything else that you would make a case for?
I mean, not really.
The next, second to last category we had was like stuffed things. So we had the Care Bears, we had the generic teddy bears, Teddy Ruxpin, and Tickle Me Elmo. So the only things that didn't make it that I would maybe consider would be the glow worm, just because every kid seems to have that. The Beanie Babies, possibly. I know it's more of an 80 things with like Pound Puppies, so that doesn't surprise me as much. Mike, what do you think of this group? Furby. There was definitely a Furby fad, and that didn't make it.
Yeah. It's the one between Paddington and the whatever the hell, the Pound. But yeah, the Pop. I'm surprised the Popples didn't make it, but I remember that I wanted one of those more than I wanted a damn glowworm, because glowworms were just creepy.
Popples were cool, I will tell you. I thought that was cool, like a clever idea. Steve, what do you think of the stuff category?
Did Teddy Ruxpin make it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Teddy Ruxpin. I thought so. Yeah, my kids are currently into like stuffed like animals, because like they're like, I got a zoo, I got blah blah blah. Like so
get them a Wuzzle, get them a Poppable.
Nah, they want stuff that looks like real animals, you know, kind of like I want stuff that looks like a real character from a show, not a Funko. Sorry, I had to throw the jab. I think it's still pretty popular.
Yeah, I agree. The last category was toys with wheels. I just want to...
DJ's favorite.
Yeah, I want to throw this out, though. So toys for wheels, in the guide, we had 17 toys listed. 11 of them made it.
Nice. So
we had Hot Wheels, bicycle, micro machines, Tonka trucks, remote control cars, matchbox cars, model cars, toy trains, big wheels, power wheels, and skateboard. All made it. So literally the only ones that didn't make it was like the wagon, the tech deck. I don't think we had a scooter on there at all, or the tricycle, or the roller skates. Like, that's just about the only ones that didn't make it. So I don't think we had any more room for any of those other.
No, there's no room for those.
Steve, what do you think about that category overall?
No, I was pretty happy with where we landed on this one.
Yeah. So those were all the categories and kind of what toys made it, what toys didn't make it. We're going to take a quick ad break. When we come back, we will reveal the 10 toys that came closest to making the countdown that just missed.
Hello, geeks and geekettes. Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks, every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Because the world needs another movie podcast.
The GeekCast Radio Network presents for your listening pleasure, The Cinema Geek.
Hosted by Amanda, Kevin, Matt, and Dan.
Each week we dive headfirst in the landscape of movies as we discuss movie news, play movie games,
go in-depth on reviews,
and even have a top 10 countdown or two.
Also, don't miss our director retrospective series, where we review noted directors' movies film by film.
Bottom line is, if you love movies and love podcasts, you need to experience The Cinema Geeks.
You can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, or geekcastradio.com.
Toycast is back. We are talking toys once more here on the GeekCast Radio Network's Toy and Action Figure Podcast. From breaking into the display case to our toy topic talk and the brand new Origins in Toy Collections, where we get guests to tell us their toy story of how they got into toy collecting. Toycast is the only toy podcast you will ever need. Find us on geekcastradio.com and any podcatching client you choose to use. Now go forth, transform and transcend your toy collecting today while listening to Toycast.
Hey, toy fans, this is John, also known as Iacon Dispatch. You can find me on pretty much every social network at Iacon Dispatch, where I share cool Transformers and Star Wars stuff that I like. Thanks so much to the great people at GeekCast Radio Network for putting this awesome project together and for once again letting me contribute to it. Definitely had a lot of fun with it. Take it easy, everyone, and I'll see you around online.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a punk rock band of brothers get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting.
Toy hunt by day, punk rock band by night. We'll take any excuse to get in the van.
We all collect different toy lines like those real American heroes.
G.I. Joe!
To the toys that are more than meets the eye, Transformers.
To He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
From vintage to modern and all topics in between, you can always expect some rowdy and passionate discussion because we love talking toys here on the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dan, and I'm the host of the Rock Nerd Radio Show, which airs live on HudsonRiverRadio.com every Wednesday evening at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It also gets backed up as a podcast, which you can find on your preferred podcasting platform. Every week on my show, I talk about all kinds of pop culture. I talk about music. I talk about movies, TV, comics, collectibles, and so much more. I also feature a guest on my show periodically, which you might enjoy. I have a couple of special segments on my show, one called The Cover Song of the Week and My Favorite Thing in the World This Week. If you think this sounds cool, check it out sometime. I hope you do.
What was that universal greeting again? Never mind, I remember.
Ba-weep, Grana. Weep, ninny-bong.
Hey guys, it's Rodimus Primal, and be sure to check out my YouTube channel. Join me as I have Transformers discussions, retrospectives, toy reviews, and more. You can also follow me on Twitter at Rodimus Primal, as well as Facebook and Instagram at Rodimus Primal Show. Transform and roll out, and be sure to check out my content till all are one.
Last big party of the summer, folks. Let's go out with a bang.
Do you ever catch yourself wondering about those old retro and classic toys you grew up with? Maybe reminiscing about the amazing toys you received for your birthdays or Christmases? Yeah, we do too. So we created a podcast to talk all about those amazing toys. Catch the Toy Rewind podcast each week as the Brothers Newland discuss and learn the history behind some of the best toys from years past. You can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or pretty much anywhere you get podcasts. Also, be sure to check out ToyRewindPodcast.com for more content about those classic toys you loved.
Just an old guy talking about old toys. It's me, Willie, from the Toy Tube Podcast. I talk about toys from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, few 90s, and some mixtures of other toys in there as well. If you'd like to hear me talk about some old toys in podcast form, I'm available on Apple, Stitcher, iHeartRadio. Just like an infectious earworm, I'm all over the place. If you like to see videos on old toys and old retro games, check out my YouTube channel at Arcade USA. Thanks for listening.
Want to learn a bit about the Transformers? Think you know everything about Cybertron, but are looking to learn a little bit more? Enroll today at Transformers University Podcast. Each episode will tackle a piece of Transformers history, starting in 1984 and marching our way up to today. Hosted by me, Anthony Brutale, three-time Emmy Award winner and consulting producer on Netflix's The Toys That Made Us, and lifelong Transformers fan, we'll go on a journey through cartoons and comics, toys and movies, and all the weird esoterica from around the world, chronicling the adventures of everyone's favorite, Robots in Disguise. Listen to Transformers University on iTunes, Google, Spotify, YouTube, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Transform and roll out!
On the Simplistic Reviews podcast, we talk movies. We talk TV. we talk.
Hello, Julie, what the heck are you doing?
Trying to make our spot sound more exciting by adding explosions.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you could have got the point across with sound effects, not the real thing.
Car.
Download this show on iTunes or at simplisticreviews.blogspot.com.
I'm sure your insurance company will cover that.
No, they won't.
No, they probably won't.
Hi, welcome to Up Nerd. What is Up Nerd? Up Nerd is a podcasting network of shows hosted by me, The Uneven Flow. People have told me I like to talk at them about a pretty wide range of topics, comics, games, movies, books, whatever. And now I'll be able to talk at you. Along with the weekly show will be two bi-weekly shows. First we have Fine You Pick, a show where one host picks a movie, then both hosts have to watch it. Then the next episode, the other host picks the movie. Each show will have a breakdown of why it is that movie was picked by that host, after which will be a discussion about what it is we just watched. Lastly, we have the show Top 3, Bottom 3. Similarly to Fine You Pick, one host picks a television series, and the next week, the pick alternates to the other host. Here, the episodes of the show are chosen by the top 3 episodes and the bottom 3 episodes, as rated on IMDb.com. Yes, this is probably the worst way to watch and review a television show, and yes, that's the idea. On our shows, I'll detail out how you can suggest things for us to watch, you can reach out and talk with the hosts, and maybe even appear on an episode. I hope you'll join me for this exciting new podcast adventure. I swear, we're going to make it more than 8 episodes.
All right, thanks for sticking with us through that ad break. So now we're going to reveal numbers 111 through 102. That means the 10 that came closest that didn't quite make it. And just before we do that, interesting note here. 8 of these 10 are Toy Hall of Fame inductees. 1 of these 10 is a finalist. So that means only 1 of the 10 is not involved with the Hall of Fame. So apparently we got it somewhat right, where the ones that just missed it also are all part of like the Toy Hall of Fame. So starting at 111 would have been Domino's. We talked about that a little bit ago. So the little bit of a universal toy that you can either play the game or you can do the little thing where you stack them all up and knock them all down and get frustrated when it doesn't work. We had 110 spot went to the Furby. Again, one of those that had kind of the fad, the super popularity thing for just a short amount of time, but didn't maybe last super long. Number 109 would have gone to the marbles. 108 would have been the Magic 8-Ball. 107 would have been the American Girl dolls. 106 would have been the Beanie Babies. 105 would have been our before-mentioned cardboard boxes. 104 would have been the jump rope. 103 would have been one person's number one pick. That would have been playing cards. Playing cards. And then 102... We didn't mention this when we just went through all the categories, but I am surprised at this one, and I definitely did vote it as a 2011 Hall of Fame inductee. The Dollhouse did not make our countdown. Missed it by that much.
Much.
Like,
yeah.
Like any reaction. So the finalist was the Beanie Baby. The Furby is not a finalist. The other 8 all inductees. Mike, what do you think?
Well, when we end up redoing this a decade from now, we should do the top 125 toys.
Oh, God. No, it's interesting to see where they all...
I think it's a pretty strong 10 group.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Like, there's nothing in that group that just, like, stands out to me that's like, well, why is that in there? Maybe you could make a case against the Furby, but it was super popular at one point. But, like, all the other ones are pretty iconic. Steve, what do you think?
No, I'm not surprised.
The only other number one that didn't make the countdown landed at 131, and that would have been the smartphone. So that was one person's number one. So anything from your guys' list that you want to know where it landed, or any toy that we went over just with the categories that you're kind of curious as to, like, how close it made it, or just a personal favorite? Mike, you got anything you want to know?
I don't think so. I think I'm good.
Steve, anything that made your top 100 that you're curious about?
So where did... PCs land?
I don't think it's on here at all, honestly. Let me do a quick scan.
It's not a toy, it's a machine.
Xbox is a toy.
Oh, PC computers. Here we go. 228.
Ooh, damn.
228. So the lowest spot, so this would have been number 329, got one vote at number 100. So it got 1 point. And that would have been the Magic iBooks. So
wow.
Lowest vote. Some Toy Hall of Fame inductees that did not make our countdown. Corn Poppers, we had it at 309. Blankets, we had at 300. Rocking Horse, 293. Hand Puppets, 278. Raggedy Ann and Andy, we had at 225. Jax, we had at 216. The Radio Flyer Wagon, we had at 202. The Top, we had at 199. Jack in the Box, 178. ABC Blocks, 177. Bubbles, 173. Sidewalk Chalk, 172. Paper Airplanes, Roller Skates. We had Tinker Toys, Sticks, Rubber Duckies, Sandbox, Swings, Erector Set, and those are the ones that we had already talked about. So those are the inductees that we didn't have on our countdown. As far as me, any surprises, ones that I voted on that I was really hoping would have made it? Like I said, I voted for actually 8 of the 10 that missed it. So I didn't vote for Beanie Babies, but otherwise all in Cardboard Boxes, even though I really considered it. But the other 8 I voted for that just missed it. So I feel pretty strongly that those are good options. The other ones that I voted for that I'm surprised didn't make it would be Water Balloons. I was hoping that both Cereal Box Toys and Happy Meal Toys would have made it, but that's okay. Paper Airplane probably would have been a big one. Sidewalk Chalk, Bubbles. Maybe Bop It. I don't know. I wasn't a huge Bop It person, but I get it. And then, like I said, the Snowballs and Sticks I voted for. So those are the ones that I maybe would have argued for. Mike, any other? Go ahead. Yeah, that's true. Skip It.
I like Skip Bo.
Skip Bo is a card game. Skip It is the thing that you're thinking of, I think. But, and Mike, any last final thoughts on anything? Were you surprised about any of the, we didn't really talk about decades or toy companies because we kind of covered that as much as we needed to in the actual episodes. But anything else you want to say? How do you think we did overall?
Ooh, technical difficulties. Let's move on, shall we?
Definitely so.
No surprise that 1980s and action figures reign supreme. Like I said, if we had a second place, it would be 1960s and board games. And then a third place would have been pre-1900 and toys with wheels. So those were the ones that kind of reigned supreme there. Steve, any final reactions to the top 100 toys?
Just kind of entertained by how everything landed and the massive, diverse list that came up.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we did a pretty good job of representing a whole lot of things. And I think if you do the math, like, maybe take the like numbers 100 through 76 out. Once you get into our top 75, like we have an overwhelming number of toys that are in the Toy Hall of Fame or have been like nominated for it. Like out of the top 75, we might have had 20 that weren't. Like, so it lined up pretty well with that Toy Hall of Fame. I think they've done a fairly good job of running that thing and voting in. They just need to like get their acts together and vote Nintendo and Transformers in.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
So, get your act together, Toy Hall of Fame. What are you waiting for? And Turtles aren't in either. Come on. So, Mike, take us away.
All right, folks. Well, before we close out, I'm going to kick it back to Optimus Solo because we have a bunch of people to thank before we close out the 8th GCRN Top 100 Countdown. Like I said a minute ago, we've got 21 total entries from various people, so go ahead and read down the thank you list, sir.
Yeah, and absolutely. And please check out the episode post so that you can find, you know, list of YouTube channels or websites or podcasts that you can listen to that these folks are involved with. We played some commercials throughout the top 100 for them, so check them all out. They're definitely worth a listen or a watch or a look. So from the GeekCast Radio Network, we have the three of us. Obviously, currently the co-host on the True Bromance podcast would be Amanda. We had Dan, who is very busy with his Comic Concierge TikTok. Is it TikTok that he has most of his stuff on?
Yeah.
As well. But obviously, check that out because he puts out a lot of good information. They're also both kind of with the GeekCast Radio Network as well, obviously. We have John from the Icon Dispatch. We have DJ Valentine, who you heard on a few of the episodes from Simplistic Reviews. We also had his buddy on the show, Matthew Stewart, who submitted a list as well. We had Jeremy Fine. We had The Toy Tomb. We had Tim Silvers, David Baruffi, Cracktastic, TFU Info, the folks from Toy Rewind. That would be Michael, John, and Andrew. We had Rodimus Primal, who joined us on one of the episodes. We had Dan from Rock Nerd. We had Ryan on Even Flow. And we had Ryan and Rachel, which you can tell us a little bit more about a couple of those.
So Ryan and Rachel are a couple who do Instagram stuff. He is Darth Ryan D. There's an underscore in there somewhere. Again, folks, look at the posts on geekastradio.com. You can find information there. He does all kinds of cool Funko Pop photography and things like that. His lovely life partner, Rachel, she is, again, I don't remember where the underscore is, but Your Girl Rach on Instagram. I found them through the Poppin' Duo, who I had on ToyCast for an Origins episode, and I tried to get Vincent Brie of the Poppin' Duo to submit a list, and just they just didn't have time because they're so busy and all that. But Ryan and Rachel do great, great photography work over on Instagram. Who else do you want me to? Rockner, Dan from Rockner Radio. That dude's just fun. He's hilarious. I've done several things with him before. I was on his show. He was on ToyCast. Just everybody that we collaborated with, as always, every time we do one of these things, it's always just a fun experience.
Absolutely. And I'm sure we can put the visual guide up there, too, in one of the episode posts or something, or put it across our social media.
That's, now. That's a Steve thing. Steve's got to figure out how to get that on the website.
Oh, the visual guide? I can put that on. No problem.
Yeah, okay, good.
Aspect, so people can have fun looking through those toys and reminiscing as well.
Yeah.
So that's it for this episode, Mike.
All right. Yep. As he said, that's going to do it. Thank you for joining us here on the Top 100 Toys Countdown. This was Part 6, Carnage and Podcast Major. Yeah. I took that from Transformers, I don't care. If you'd like to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show, there are several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. And then email to feedback@geekcastradio.com. You can check us out on any of the podcatching clients you choose to use. I prefer Spotify, but that's just me. Follow us on Twitter at geekcastradio for the network, at tftoycast for the podcast. I'm at TFG and Mike. Steve, what's your Twitter?
At SCP-21.
And Kev?
I am at Optimus Solo.
You can check us out on Facebook, Toycast Radio Network. You can also check out ToyCast over there as well. For now, I am TFG and Mike with
Steve Megatron
and Optimus Solo.
Don't forget to join us next time for whatever the hell the next Top 100 Countdown will be sometime in 2025. Catch you later, everybody.